I was caught up in a Facebook group for much too long this morning. Oh, all discussion about politics and, whether political views could be calmly and respectfully expressed and discussed at meetings in Toastmasters. And I read lots of different opinions and I ended up expressing my own opinion. So while I was doing this, I was walking along with Louie, my English setter dog, by the side of the river under beech trees. Beautiful day. Sometimes in the shadows which are being cast. Totally fabulous blue sky. One of the days which has me thinking that on a day like this, there is nowhere in the world which is more pleasant for me to be than here in Ireland. Yeah, we don't get many days as fine as this or as satisfying from a weather point of view as this. But I missed everything around me. I forgot that to look at nature until I got to the bridge. And I took one look at this bridge, which has got five arches. An ancient bridge. And the water flowing under it. And I thought, Paul, look at something. Pay attention to it. So I did. I followed that voice that came up from my gut and said, come back to life. Stop getting into your own head. Look out into nature. So I did. And that's what I think opens up a window to poetry. So I started looking at the bridge. And I could see ivy growing on the bridge. And it was growing on stone, ancient stone. It was growing downwards, I guess. It looked like it was growing downwards, but that wasn't important. The point is that ivy is one of the things that is growing. I guess a lot of ivy had come past me this morning. So I thought, ivy growing on bridge. That's pretty concrete. Anyone can imagine ivy growing on bridge. But then I thought, well, look, there are all sorts of different types of bridges. So that's not very specific, just to talk about a bridge. Ivy is fairly straightforward, although it has colour and shape, but I won't worry about that. So my next line had to be about the arches, stone arches. In fact, I started with arches of stone. And then I thought, what happens underneath the arches? Underneath the arches. Anyway, and I thought, well, blue tits play, flit backwards and forth. Because there are blue tits in this area. So my second line became, stone arches for blue tits play. Stone arches for blue tits play. That is seven syllables, as opposed to the first draft, which was arches of stone for blue tits play. And then I thought, right, well, clearly got to refer to the river. Otherwise it might seem like a bridge over a motorway or something. So then I looked in the river, and the more I looked, the more I saw that this river is reflecting everything that's above it. So the last line has become, river reflects all. Not 100% sure about the word all, but I can sleep on that. So ivy growing on bridge, stone arches for blue tits play, river reflects all. That's it. Little bit of work I've done this morning. Maybe the first bit of decent work I've done this morning.